There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, so full disclosure, just a little peek behind the curtain. This segment's a little bit shorter, so we're going to save some of the longer Husker topics for hour two, as we tend to do, especially when it comes to the game of football. Although if they were still in here, my twin daughters would correct me and say, no, Dad, football is soccer. It's American football, because I get corrected all the time at home. But what we're going to do, I saw this on ESPN for this segment. Oh, by the way, shout out to Andy Jurassic, who has given some potential options for the Twins' 10th birthday and what we might do, since there's not a whole ton of whitewater rafting in the state of Nebraska. There are plenty of other options that we will be looking into, though, as well. What did you think of the interview really quick, Jake? How'd they do?
I thought they did fantastic. I love the Husker fandom that is growing within them.
It's very real, by the way.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell, none of those questions or answers were prepped. So when they said Nebraska and they said the Huskers and they said freaking Alabama, like, that was all very real. The only thing I could have really predicted was the whole Broncos Raiders thing. You don't know how real that rivalry is in our house between 9-year-old Dakota and 15-year-old Jacob. All right. But ESPN put out their all quarter century football team. Okay. So real quickly, we'll go through this, and then we'll see if there's any changes we would make. First team is Tom Brady, then following Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes would be third team. All right, at fullback, only one name, Kyle Kuzjak. All right, at running back, and you were surprised by this a little bit, Priest Holmes, first team,
yeah,
all quarter century team. Second team be Christian McCaffrey, third team be Derrick Henry. So why were you surprised, and would you make any changes so far, in particular, to that running back category?
I mean, I'd have to go back and maybe, you know, Chiefs fans might battle me back on this, but Priest Holmes, I just felt like he kind of had a shorter shelf life for an argument like this. Now, he had some dynamic seasons, but there's a lot of really good running backs throughout, you know, the last 25 years that have had a few good seasons. So I would think maybe you'd want to go more long term. And, you know, you kind of look at some of the other names that were left out of this, Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I generally think of him as a better running back than Priest Holmes. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Ooh,
I mean, so there's just some really good.
That's names. A good one.
Yeah, even Frank Gore. Frank Gore, I would always argue, was never really a top
three.
That's more
running
longevity
back in the of career.
But
there.
Even if you're talking longevity, you know, that I don't know if Frank Gore is a worse running back than Priest Holmes. I suppose, like we were saying, like Priest Holmes had the better ceiling and was the better overall player at a time. But I don't know. So I was surprised to see Priest even kind of in the discussion.
I think people forget how good Priest Holmes was because it was more early 2000s and it wasn't as long as some of the other running backs. I think this is a weird comparison, but me being the WWE guy that I am, I would almost liken it to Steve Austin versus Hulk Hogan, because Austin, nobody was hotter. The hottest superstar in the history of pro wrestling. I remember DP when we did our top 10 rankings. He didn't even have him top 5. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He's listening somewhere. He can come in and we can argue again if he'd like. But he was the hottest superstar, but it wasn't near as long. It was like 3 or 4 years. Hogan was a babyface, successfully a heel. And I don't mean successful. I mean on top and then for a very long time. And, you know, you got the out-of-ring things now. He's lost favor, you know, with some folks in their eyes when it comes to not being a wrestler, so on and so forth. But that's kind of how I thought of, you know, Frank Gore versus Priest Holmes, or, you know, Priest Holmes versus some of these other running backs. Like, I thought about Marshawn Lynch for a little bit in there. I don't know if that's a good one. How LaDainian Tomlinson doesn't make this list is beyond me. That's the one where I'm like, again, who would you take out? Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Priest Holmes. I don't know. I'd have to figure out who I'd take out, but LaDainian Tomlinson should be on this. All right. Wide receiver. The two first teamers are Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims.
They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Any qualms there?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
pretty
so.
Solid, yeah.
All right. Oh, the other one I thought of for running backs, but I don't know how much. I'd have to go back and look and see how much of his career was more 90s versus early 2000s was Jerome Bettis.
Yeah.
That's another one as far as running backs. It's tough when you've only got one position, yet a bunch of names.
It also just feels like a little bit of recency bias. I'm not sure if Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey are shoe-ins. They're certainly the best of the last 5 years.
Yeah. I think that's fair, especially where Christian's had a few injury bugs here and there. So, but anyways, all right, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson. Now, second teamers, that's weird to say, but Julio Jones and Terrell Owens. My only question would be, do I try to get Terrell Owens somewhere in that first echelon? Because to me, the three greatest receivers of all time in NFL history are Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens. Yet, he's not even, and Calvin Johnson, obviously phenomenal. I might flip Calvin and Terrell. That might be the only thing I'd do as far as first and second team. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I like it. As a Cardinals fan, I wish Larry Fitzgerald was a little more represented in this. But again, how can you argue against, you know, the names that are here? So, yeah, I don't have a problem with the wide receivers.
It's a fair point on Larry Fitzgerald. And I'm wondering how you're going to react to the third teamers here. Our wide receiver, you got Marvin Harrison. I got no issue with that. But Justin Jefferson, is that recency bias? And would you put Larry Fitzgerald over Justin Jefferson?
I probably would at this point, yeah. Just a career, you know, what you've done for your career. But again, too, I mean, you also, they just, in the early 2000s, some of those names, they didn't sling the ball around like they do now. Mm. So you can't just go stat for stat either.
That's a fair point. All right, tight end, Rob Gronkowski, first team. I got no argument with that.
No.
All right, Travis Kelce, second team.
Okay.
Tony Gonzalez is third team. To me, the only question is who's second and who's third team. Those are the three to me.
And it's Tony Gonzalez. I mean, he was pre the years 2000. So this is only the 2000s and on, which I think he had a solid career. But I think if like all time, he would be above, you know, these other guys. But if you're just going from 2000 on, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I think there's a little pre 2000 with Tony. Again, I'd have to go look back specific dates. But that would be those are the three guys in my mind, how you rank 1, 2, and 3. And for me, I'm fine with Rob being first. All right, a lot of these linemen I went against. A lot of these guys I actually went against. Like Calvin was in my same draft. I played against Tom. I played against Peyton. Let's see who else we got here. Christian, what against Derek? Julio. Let me see. Run against Rob. Now, he didn't go directly against those guys, but we went against their teams. Travis Kelce, Tony as well. He was in Atlanta. But these guys coming up, I went directly against almost every single one of them. All right, Joe Thomas, first team at left tackle. Trent Williams, second team at left tackle. Went against those guys a ton. Went against Trent every day in practice in D.C. I wouldn't change left tackle at all. You?
No, that's fair.
All right, left guard. Went against both these guys, Alan Faneca and Steve Hutchinson. Those dudes are monsters. Went against both of them head-to-head when they were guards. I wouldn't change those either.
Yeah.
There's only one center, Jason Kelce.
Okay.
Just one center. Okay. Right guard, Zach Martin and Marshall Yanda. Went against Marshall every day in the Senior Bowl for an entire week, and then he was with the Ravens, and Zach Martin at the Cowboys was a little bit towards the end of my time. But yeah, it's funny because I'm like, man, I know the scouting reports on all these guys too. I wouldn't change either one of those. What about you?
No, I don't have too much of a problem here. Though a lot of these guys too, you know, Hutchinson's a little bit older. A lot of these guys are somewhat recent. I suppose Fanick is not. Never mind. There's not. I was thinking maybe there's too much recency bias, but it doesn't appear so.
I actually am like completely on board with the offensive line here. There's some more, you know, running back, wide receiver speculation, I suppose. Let me know if anyone agrees or disagrees on the text line. Right tackle, Lane Johnson, Willie Anderson. I'm good there. Head coach, Bill Belichick. You good with that?
Oh, yes.
You're like, that was a stupid question. All right. Offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. Yeah. Like it.
I feel like you're just saying yes. Do you really like it?
No, I do. Yeah. I guess I wasn't prepared for my offensive coordinator rankings too much. Kyle Shanahan was a heck of an offensive coordinator.
All right. DC, Wade Phillips.
Okay.
And special teams coach. I'm going to be honest. I don't know who this is. Dave Toub? T-O-U-B?
Not sure.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar, so I can't argue with it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let us know on the text line. Do you agree, disagree? Would you make any changes? Don't go anywhere. We shall return.